What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Bridging the Kingdoms. I am your host, Robert Slavinsky, and with me, as always, is Colton Bird.
Howdy.
You are not nearly as excited as I am.
I feel like I'm always vomiting.
That's all right. Look, this past week, actually about a week or two ago, depending on when his release is here, we sat down and talked with Shannon from the Pittsburgh Avengers. It was an absolutely a treat to have her on the show and talk about cosplay and what the Pittsburgh Avengers is all about.
Cosplays as Rescue most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, she cosplays as Rescue. She also has some other cosplays that she does. We went off on a little tangent there, talked a little Star Wars a little bit, but overall, we really stuck to the whole cosplay aspect and the Pittsburgh Avengers. It was an absolute treat. I'm over the moon by being able to do this now. You know, bringing people on to allow them to talk about what they love doing and just getting it out there. I absolutely love that we can do that now.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've met some cool people doing this.
Yeah, we have. We've met a decent amount of people. I do want to, you know, say, if you don't know who the Pittsburgh Avengers are, find them on Facebook. It's at Pittsburgh Avengers. You can jump on there. You can see everything. They had the nice heading picture on their page. Shannon's actually on there. She's dressed as Rescue. So jump over there. Take a look. Look at their page while you're listening to the podcast here, because it's pretty amazing what they do. And it was definitely excellent. She's so well-spoken. And you can tell she loves doing what she does, which is fantastic. Okay. So
I wanted to say something, but my brain just didn't work there.
That's all right.
Yeah, she was fun to talk to, even though I didn't really do too much talking.
That's all right. But, you know, here's the deal, guys. You know, listen to it. Let us know how you like this episode, because we love doing this. You know, like I said, Bridging the Geekdoms now isn't going to just be Colton and I sitting here and talking movies and video games and all that stuff. Not anymore. I mean, we'll still do that. You know, but we want to actually get out there and bridge the geekdom, start talking to people about things, and that's what we're doing today. So I'm sure you've heard some other podcasts and stuff like that. This is a little bit different. We're not talking to the big actors and the big names in Hollywood. No, we're talking to these people who are fans of that same stuff. The fans, like, we're fans of things, and that's the whole idea behind what we're doing at Bridging the Geekdoms now. So please sit back, enjoy yourself, listen to Colton and I talk to Shannon from the Pittsburgh Avengers. I'm pretty terrible at starting these whole things. So we're just going to get into it. I mean, your name is Shannon. You are part of the Pittsburgh Avengers. Let's just start off with that. What are the Pittsburgh Avengers?
So we started this group. A friend and I had an idea just to start like a group of local cosplayers, really. A couple years back, I want to say it was 2018. I don't know if you've been to the conventions around here, but most of us go to Steel City Con, so it's kind of where it started. We just really like doing the charitable things. You know, we like going to the conventions and seeing the kids and like interacting with them. But we all have this love for it, and we're all kind of close anyway, like outside of the group. We've all, you know, gone to the conventions together, hung out together. So it just kind of became a thing since we all have Marvel cosplays. I don't know. That's like how it came together, but we're trying to branch out and do some more stuff here with the community, but it's been tough this year, obviously, but.
Yeah, perfect. We've actually been to Steel City Con on multiple occasions. Last year, last April, I took my kids for the first time. I'm looking at the picture here that the header on Pittsburgh Avengers on their Facebook. I'm not sure who you are in there, if you're even in that. I know my daughter was so excited to take pictures with a lot of the cosplayers there. So if you were there, if you happen to be there, she may have taken a picture with you. I'm not sure, but
in our header right now, with the banner, right, from the parade.
Yes, yeah.
Right. So I'm actually Rescue in that.
Okay.
I'm usually Pepper for the group. I do have Nebula, but haven't had a chance to debut that yet. Oh, so okay.
Excellent, excellent. My daughter, ever since my daughter was at Steel City Con, she just wants to cosplay now. That's what she wants to do. She wants to dress up and everything. And ironically enough, her name, we named her Harley Quinn. So that's kind of that's an easy segue for her to get into, I guess.
Yeah.
What got you yourself started into cosplay? What was it that inspired you to start that?
So when I was younger, like high school age, so about like 10 years ago now, we actually have a family camp. It's just like a permanent site at a campground. And every fall they do like a Halloween weekend or two. So the younger kids get to go around to each campsite and kind of do their trick-or-treating thing early. But it was just a ton of fun. So I would make these costumes to go there and hand out candy, really. And then I met a bunch of friends who were into the convention scene. So I kind of started going to those slowly, but I've always been like a creative person as well. I'm a writer. I was a drawer in school. So there's a lot of like stuff hands-on that I like to do. So it just kind of came together. It was like, oh, I can make these things and then I can go, you know, make these other people happy. Like I love when you go out and you see people that are just so excited to see like their favorite character in person. So, you know, it's just kind of like something that I can use, to keep myself entertained and then also, you know, kind of give back to other people as well.
That's fantastic. I've never had the guts to run out and cosplay. I've always wanted to. I have, like, I'm somewhat of an artistic, I have an artistic mind, and I've been into all sorts of fandoms. I'm a huge, huge Star Wars fan. I have my own separate Star Wars podcast.
Thank you.
So, you know, I talk Star Wars all the time. I would love to dress up as something from there, but I just don't have the guts to do it. Like, I'm not comfortable enough with myself and doing it, because I'm the kind of person that's like, if I do it, I want to do it right. I don't want to go buy a costume from Spirit Halloween and go in that. Like, I want something that looks good, that looks authentic. And I just don't have the drive to do it, I guess.
I mean, like, I'm definitely like that because I'm very OCD about it. I rarely buy things. I try to make everything that I can myself. Like, I currently have my 3D printer going because I'm trying to rebuild some stuff here. But I don't know. You know, I was kind of like that as well, where it's like, I don't want to go out in public. And I think my part of it anyway started like, because this had such a negative connotation on it before. You know, people would be like, cosplaying, what's that? Like, conventions are for nerds. And I think I just kind of hit this point where I was like, well, you know what? That's what I am then. I really don't care. I've met some really awesome people through this and I have fun doing it. So, you know, it's tough at first, but you should try it because it's fun.
Yeah, well, with my kids wanting to do it, because my daughter, she really wants to. My two boys, they're kind of like, they're a little older. Like, my oldest son is 10, so he's kind of like at that phase, like, I need to be cool, and to him that's not cool. So, you know, but right. With my kids wanting to do it, I might, you know, might come up with something to do with them one time. And it's unfortunate with everything that's going on right now in the world, because there were a few conventions that were coming up in Pittsburgh. You know, Three Rivers Con was coming up in May, and Steel City Con in June. So it would have been nice to get to go to one of those, but I guess we'll just have to plan for the next time. But what is it? I mean, what would you say over the course of however long you've been doing this, would you say is your favorite costume that you've made?
Oh, by far Rescue. So I love Iron Man. I love Robert Downey Jr. I'm just going to put that out there now. Everybody that knows me, like, that's my thing. But, you know, it was, I don't know what possessed me to say I need to go create an entire foam armor thing right now. But as soon as I saw Pepper in a suit, I was like, I need that. So that's definitely my most complicated one. So it's my favorite, just because, like, I put so much work into that, and it's every time I put it on, I'm like, I don't know how I did this.
You're saying the first time you saw Pepper in the suit, I'm guessing you're talking about Endgame and that whole final scene. There was so much going on there during that movie. It's kind of like, you know, you have Cap picking up Mjolnir, you have the Avengers assemble, you have Rescue, you have everything else that's come into play at that moment and during that scene. And it's just, you know, I'm guessing, is that like the one moment that truly stuck out to you in that movie? Or, I mean, like,
I have a very weird, like history with that movie because I was actually in California for the premiere of that.
Oh.
So
did you get to, like, go to the premiere?
We were in the fan pit for the premiere.
That's amazing.
There's a huge backstory on that. There wasn't a fan pit, and kind of collectively as a group, we convinced Disney to make one. But so, like, the whole Endgame itself, like, it, I have like these amazing memories just of the, like, movie in general.
Yeah.
I mean, Rescue is probably one of my favorite parts of that, but the thing that I, if you're going to say Endgame at the first scene that I'm going to think of is Tony. So at the very end. So it's kind of, it's like very scattered with me for Endgame.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, that, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. I mean, that movie was fantastic. I bawled my eyes out for 10 minutes at the end of that movie because everything that happened with Tony, and, you know, it started with tears of joy. Like, for me, the moment when, Steve picks up Mjolnir, like, that absolutely just blew my mind. You know, like, it was, right. I had tears in my eyes, but it was tears of joy. I was like, I never knew I wanted to see this so bad. And then, you know, the Avengers Assemble was amazing. So you're like all hyped up for everything going on. And then when right. that happens with Tony, it's just, you know, it turns, and you're just devastated. And then you think you're all caught up, but you're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm going to catch my breath. I'm good. And then they show the Steve moment with Peggy. And it's like, come on. So
right.
that movie is fantastic. And now with the Pittsburgh Avengers, I mean, I know you guys mm-hmm. are relatively a new group over the past couple of years, but what is it that you guys, or where do you guys, like to go out, like, when, I mean, obviously conventions, you know, you talk about conventions a bit. Sorry about the dog if you heard that.
That's fine. Mine's like right next to me, so I get it.
All of a sudden she just starts barking. I have no idea why. But oh, come on. Hold on one second. Let me see if we can get her to stop.
You're fine.
Okay. I think she's good. Okay. But, you know, conventions, I'm looking on your Facebook page. I mean, I see 5Ks, community days, charity events. Like, what, how do you guys get involved with all that? What do you like to do with that type of stuff?
So when we first started, our big thing was just kind of like, let's just organize a meetup at a convention. So, like, Steel City, I think, was our first big one. It was actually the year that Stan Lee had passed, and we just kind of invited, like, any Marvel cosplayer to take a picture with us. I think that was, the first thing that, like, stands out in my mind of, like, how we started. And then we wound up getting invited to AMC in the Waterfront for Endgame when it came out. So we had a weekend where we'd go and just kind of hung out in the lobby with our group and take pictures with the people that came to see it. From there, though, I think our big thing that, like, really took off, though, was the parade. So we were in the holiday parade downtown. And as soon as that was over, we had invites to all these other things. So I think that kind of helped get our name out there. What we really want to do, though, is do more charitable things. We were actually attempting to find a way to go visit, like, sick kids in the hospital, you know, do different things like that instead of just these like, parades or, you know, conventions, something just to kind of give back. Obviously, right now, that's not really something that we can do, but we're hoping that in the near future it might come back.
That's really cool. I always like people that do charity work. Like, I applaud you for going and, you know, trying to make kids that are in the hospital, whether they're terminally ill or, you know, just there for whatever reason. Like, that's good. I don't know how to, I'm trying to say words, but you guys are picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah, that's exactly, like, you know, how we see it. There's these other groups, you know, you have, like, the 501st, you have, I know the Steel City Ghostbusters are very involved. And there's just, you know, you see these people that get to do something special for these kids that, you know, might not get to have these experiences, or even the adults get excited, you know? So it's just, we have a really awesome group of people. A lot of them do charity work outside of this group. So it's really cool just to, like, kind of you know, figure out how we can put our name out there as well as Marvel. Give some diversity, I guess, to the area.
Yeah. Oh, I love seeing all these groups pop up in Pittsburgh. And Steel City Ghostbusters, for instance, I actually went to high school with one of the guys that's part of them. And, you know, it's so amazing just to see on Facebook and on social media them going out and doing these things. My kids 1 year went to Zubu, which, you know, at the Pittsburgh Zoo, they have this Halloween thing. And the Steel City Ghostbusters were there, and they were so excited. You know, just something as simple as seeing somebody dressed up, you know, in a costume that just brings them joy. And that's what's so amazing. And you talk about, you know, doing different charitable events and everything. It's almost, you just almost get too excited talking about that kind of stuff, because just seeing the kids, like, that's what it's all about, you know? Yeah, we all love these movies. We love these characters and everything like that. But imagine when you were a kid, if you would have seen, you know, Rescue or Iron Man or Captain Marvel or Captain America walking down the street during a parade. Like, how amazing would that have been?
Oh, it's still amazing now as an adult.
You're not wrong. You know, and then seeing little kids dress up too. Yeah, that's what I love. Last time I was at Steel City Con, I remember seeing this little girl dressed up as Rey from Star Wars, and her costume was fantastic. I was like, hey, I got to take a picture with you. I was like, can I? You know, so, I mean, just the joy that kids get from this, and I give you guys a lot of credit for that, because you could just be out there doing it for yourself. I know there's many of cosplayers out there who just love to dress up and try and enter competitions and just win money and stuff like that. That's what they love to do. But, you know, when you really take it and show the kids, and you're there for the kids, and just trying to make everybody as happy as possible, I love when I see that.
Right. So, I mean, I think on a personal level, each cosplayer is different. So if you're just like looking at only my page, you know, I might do some things like that where you try to get a bigger audience. But overall, you know, when people ask, like, why do you want to go and put all this foam on yourself and take 45 minutes putting this thing on? And, you know, when people ask me that kind of stuff, like the automatic answer I'm going to give is, you know, for the kids or even the adults, again, like, you know, just to make other people happy is really, you know, the thing. And it's, I think as a group, we have, you know, some solid people that really just want that as well. So it's nice working, you know, with all these really talented people, and just attempting some of this stuff. I really wish we could be out there right now. We're actually doing, while we're all stuck inside, the most recent thing that we started doing is like video greetings for kids. So we're having some of our characters dress up and record like happy birthday messages, or just if somebody's having like a tough time not seeing their friends or being in school. So we're sending those out. And then I think we had some other things lined up, like a story time, maybe like once a week. You know, we're tossing some ideas around there, but we're still trying to be active while we're stuck inside right now in quarantine too.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit with what you were saying about, you know, you have your personal page and, you know, there's different types of cosplayers out there. And I'm just kind of curious, like, what would be like a pet peeve of yours for other cosplayers? And not to call anybody out and say, that's not the right way to do it, but like, there are certain things that maybe like you see another cosplayer do, like, that's kind of cringeworthy or something like that.
See, I understand everybody's like points of view on things. So I try not to like let anything really bother me in that sense. I feel like I'd rather, if somebody's doing something that I'm like, you know, maybe I don't approve of that, I try to have an open mind on it. Everybody's like an artist in their own way. Mm-hmm. I just personally, because I'm doing things like this, and you know, the other cosplayers that I'm close to do these charitable things too. It's just when people like buy something and then wear it once for the attention and then ditch it, like, that stuff bothers me. Like, I'm all for, like, if you want to go buy something and you don't want to make it, like, that's totally fine with me. But when people are doing this solely for attention, that kind of stuff bothers me. I would rather have it, you know, be for, you know, either your own happiness or making other people happy, or just at least a split between the two. But if it's, like, your only goal is just to, you know, try to make yourself money or something, like, that's not why I'm in it. So that's probably my big pet peeve. I don't really know many people that are, you know, completely like that. So
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a few over, especially over the past few weeks. Now that we're starting to reach out to a lot more to talk to them, you know, you see a lot of these people that they just have this passion. You know, they love, and this is going to sound a little funny, but they love bridging the geekdoms together. You know, they love bridging their love for you know, the whatever fandom they're in, Star Wars, Avengers, you know, DC, whatever it is, and then bringing in the cosplay aspect. And that's what I love seeing. That's why I love talking, you know, I love talking to people like that, you know.
Right. It's like, if you, for the most part, our group, honestly, I think everybody in our group, but we all love like the characters that we cosplay, you know. And I think there's the costume side, and then there's also that side where like you resonate with that character, you have a connection to that character. That's why you do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're not mixing the two of those, it's just, sometimes to me personally, it comes off as selfish. But, you know, everybody locally, everybody that I try to interact with is, you know, they can do both aspects of that. So it's nice to see people, though, that can embrace those characters like that.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I completely understand entering the contests and stuff that a lot of the conventions have, because it is an expensive hobby.
Oh, definitely.
It's not cheap. It's not, right. You know, you're not just going to go throw $20 and walk out there looking like Rescue or Iron Man. You know, you got to invest some money into it. So I completely understand jumping into those contests and trying to say, like, look at what I did. Like, this was hard work,
and,
you know?
And that's, like, I'm all for that, because if you are out there and you're making these things for yourself, or, you know, you are finally getting to put this costume on and be this character that you've loved for so long, like, go ahead, do that for yourself. Like, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. With the team, I mean, I'm looking at the, again, you know, I'm still looking at the picture on Facebook here, and I've looked through a lot of pictures. Now, do you have multiple of the same character within the group, or about how big is your group actually?
Oh, you know, it just kind of depends. We have a lot of people that, like I said, are interactive with these other groups too. So we do have backup characters just in case. We have people that are kind of like, this is your go-to character. So, you know, some of like the senior members in the group, are just, that can go to events normally, that don't have these scheduling conflicts, will be like, this is your character. We'll ask you first for anything that we need this character for. But we definitely have backups, for some of the events, like when we did the, theater thing, for Endgame, we had, I think, two Buckies there. So, you know, for like some lower key things like that, like we have no problem just saying whatever you guys want to wear, come out in that. But like the parade, we tried to have only one person per character. But, you know, I think a lot of us have multiple characters too. So yeah. I want to say there's maybe like a good, I can probably tell you in a second, but a good like 20 of us.
Okay.
That's like the number I'm going to throw out there.
Now, I know you said that you guys are pretty much a tight knit group. Like you're all friends outside, or, you know, most of your friends outside of doing the Pittsburgh Avengers. But if it was something that, say, you know, Colton wanted to get into, he wanted to dress up in his best Captain America uniform, or so, you know, like, could he just come and say, hey, I want to be part of you guys? Or is there kind of a process that you guys go with to make that happen?
So since we're still kind of new, and honestly, like, I don't want this to be something that's a business, if that makes sense. Like, I want it us to have, like, you know, a name known in the community, but we don't have anything that's like you have to follow this step. The only thing that we kind of ask is that if you are going to try to join us, just send like a picture in of your character. You can message us on our Instagram, or we have our email listed, you know, anyway is fine. Just try to have it look, you know, kind of like MCU related, because sometimes we'll just get those ones that are, you know, very much so something bought on eBay, and like I have no issue with that, but when we're out there trying to you know, portray these characters for younger kids, for the most part, we just want to make sure that we represent the character that they have in their head.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
But other than that, it's pretty laid back. I mean, we're always looking for help, so.
Excellent.
Sweet. My Wasp outfit has a chance.
We still need a Wasp, I mean.
Oh, man. So I kind of want to get off topic a little bit here. And I do want to talk to about the MCU a little bit. You know, Marvel, I mean, obviously you're a diehard fan of what Marvel has put out over the past, what is it, 12 years now? It's fantastic what they've done. Now, what is your overall take with everything? I mean, we're finished with their first overall big story arc, and you know, from the start with Iron Man all the way up to Endgame. What have your feelings been on the whole thing?
I really do like, you know, this whole first 10 years. I think I'm a fan of the original characters the most. So, you know, I've seen like Captain Marvel and Black Panther, and I really do like them. I think, as you know, for me personally, most of the characters that I really like wanted to rush to the theater to see are kind of gone now. So it's still something that I'm very much so going to be into, but you know, I'm excited to see where they go with them. I also don't know much like in the comic background. So yeah, these new characters that they're introducing, I don't necessarily know a lot of either. So it's kind of like a mix of those two things. But I think Marvel in general is just kind of always going to be with me. Like Star Wars, like, you know, you said you're a huge fan of that. Like, I'm a huge Star Wars fan too. And,
yes,
you know, even if I'm not following it, like, don't kill me, but I haven't finished The Mandalorian yet.
Please,
you know, but I'm still very much so into it.
Please tell me you're watching The Clone Wars at least right now, because it is phenomenal.
Ah, some of it.
Oh, that episode today.
Oh, yeah.
So you said you're a Star Wars fan, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the sequel trilogy? Because I know that's the big controversy right now with the Star Wars fandom.
I'm not one of those people that's like going to fight somebody on it. So I'll just start there. I didn't have huge issues with the movies. There were, you know, ones that I didn't understand. Like, I'm glad that they brought JJ back to direct, because you know, that whole middle one, I felt like a lot of people are out of character, not even just the storyline issues, but I didn't hate it. So, you know, there's people that have really strong opinions on it, and I'm just kind of like, well, you know, that was fun to watch. Overall, I enjoyed it, so.
Good. We have the same opinion here. We both like 7 and 9, but 8 is not as good as the other two.
I feel like nothing like, you know, I tried to recap it to my family, actually, because they love it. But my parents are like, I really want to go see this, but I have absolutely no idea where we left off because they keep releasing things. So, you know, I tried to recap this, and I'm like, well, remember when they went to the island and then she found Luke, and then Luke died, and like nothing else happened in that second one. So don't worry about it. Like, it's just, I feel like nothing major happened. But, like, it's, I don't know. That's what my issue is. It's a good movie, but like, it wasn't necessary, I guess.
I agree. I mean, that's a discussion for another time, but I'm with you on that. I mean, I enjoy aspects of The Last Jedi. To me, I do feel that out of the three movies, that's the most Star Wars feeling one out of them all, which is weird to say, but it lacked any direction, you know, and it's just, there was no development with anything in that movie. But hey, maybe you can jump on my Star Wars podcast at some time and we can discuss all that.
I mean, listen, I and actually have a history of Mark Hamill, so like, really? You don't want to talk about Star Wars, I'm in on that.
Yeah. We'll definitely have to set up a time for that. Absolutely. I'm actually doing a series right now. I started recording it this past week, leading up to May 4th, where I'm talking to people about the fandom of Star Wars, how they got into the fandom and stuff like that. It's really cool. It's a really cool series I'm doing, and just getting a bunch of different people from around the country talking to them about it. It's pretty cool. But back on with the Avenger stuff and Marvel and everything like that. I know you said that you weren't too big into the comics. And you know, you're also saying how there's nothing coming up that you're really excited about because the characters that you wanted to see have come out. But were you somebody prior to when the MCU started? Like, were you one of those ones that knew who Iron Man was? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't know him because I knew that Iron Man was a character, but I mean, when it came to Marvel, you knew people knew X-Men, Wolverine and Cyclops and Storm, and then they knew Spider-Man and then Captain America. That was about it. I mean, prior to 2008, there were many people that knew who Iron Man was.
So I actually got into it after the first few released. My dad actually has like a huge box of like old original comics. Mm-hmm. So like he knew a lot of it. For me though, I got into Marvel, honestly, probably like Iron Man 3-ish because, Robert, like that's what got me into it. past that though, like I, you know, I've expanded to love all these other characters. I obviously like, I did watch, the however many Spider-Mans that we've already had, like the movies that have come out prior, like X-Men as well. So I knew like that. I knew like you said, like I knew who they were, but not much past that. So like I could name a few to you probably when I first got into it, but, I think that I didn't really learn too much about it until I started watching the movies and, you know, going to see them in the theaters. I know a little bit about comics now. So, like, I've gone back to, like, read some things now, but not too much. Yeah, so
I, for some reason, I've never been able to dive into the Marvel comics. I don't know why. I love the MCU. I love watching the movies. But when I sit down to try to read the comics, I can't connect with what they're doing there. I'm a diehard DC fan. And it's probably not the best thing to say on a podcast where we're talking all about the Avengers, but I am. I'm a huge DC fan. I could sit down and read those comics, you know, constantly all the time. But it's always been hard for me when it comes to the Marvel comics. So I kind of understand that there, but it may be different for you because I'm guessing you just weren't kind of pushed into that world until later on in life.
So when I grew up, it wasn't really like a big thing either, at least with the comics, because I was born in the 90s. Like I'm little still. So I mean, when I was growing up, we had like Pokemon and like that kind of stuff. So
you're just like Colton. Colton was born in the 90s too. So
yeah.
Okay. So yeah, like, you know, I mean, they were in existence, like people read them, but it wasn't like, oh my God, everybody at school has this, you know? So it was kind of. That's another part of it, because it wasn't something that I was exposed to a lot.
Well, absolutely. I mean, honestly, the geek culture, in a sense, only recently, over the last 10 years, really became almost like mainstream. Yeah. When I was a kid, I was in elementary school in the 90s, and you could not talk about that. You would be made fun of, you know, you would be shunned away.
Right.
It wasn't until after I got out of high school, and even way after that, where that kind of stuff started to become cool, you know, and it almost started around the time of the MCU beginning.
I don't know if it's that or if it's just like that stage, you know, in life, because I know you were talking about, you said your son was it, or that once, or that's in that stage where it's like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
I think that it may, you know, the MCU being out probably pushed it and to help start launch that. But I feel like there's also that like connection between, oh, I'm this age, I'm in school, I need to be cool for my fellow, you know, peers that don't think this is something that people our age should be into.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of felt like, you know, that's part of why. Cause again, like as soon as I left high school, I was just like, all right, I don't really care anymore. So, you know, if people want to judge me, go ahead. I'm going to have fun.
I guess I should have asked this when we were talking Star Wars. Do you have any Star Wars cosplay? Have you done any of that yourself?
They're definitely not like Legion Improved or anything, but yes. Yeah, I have Jin. I do have a Kylo, but it like doesn't fit anymore. Cause that's a good, however many years old. I did a mashup of like Rey and then Luke from Return of the Jedi.
Oh, okay.
So I have like some weird things.
Is that mashup similar to that Colin Trevorrow script that came out? Did you see the images from that where it was like they had Rey, but she was wearing almost what Luke was wearing in Return of the Jedi?
That's basically how I do it, just because like it's a gender bent thing. Yeah. So it's, I put like her buns in my hair, but it's like the whole black outfit. So
yeah. That's cool. That's actually really cool. I don't know. I mean, I'm just always impressed and amazed at what people do when it comes to cosplay and what you're bringing to Pittsburgh, you know, with the Pittsburgh Avengers going to cons and stuff. And, you know, is there anything that you want people to know that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, it's tough right now because I wish I could tell you that, oh, we have all this amazing stuff lined up. But we're definitely, you know, just here for the community. So if anybody ever needs anything or, you know, wants just to contact one of our heroes or just needs help spreading the word on anything, we're definitely here in that sense for the community. And just the people that are in our group, I love working with them. They're very creative. So if anybody wants to get into cosplay, I suggest like going to follow any of those people because the things that they come up with are just astonishing sometimes. It's just crazy because it's by far something that I would never be able to do. So, right now we're kind of in a standstill, but that's,
you know, the one thing I always try to tout on all podcasts that I'm on, especially when I'm talking to people about how to get started into doing podcasting or something like that, is to just do it. You know, instead of sitting there and saying, you know, if you want to do it, instead of sitting there, oh, you know, I got to wait to get this. I have to wait to get this. Don't wait. Just start doing it because that's what's going to drive you to continue doing it. And eventually you'll get to that point where you can be, you know, have a Legion approved costume for Star Wars or, you know, join something like the Pittsburgh Avengers. Like you can't just sit there and say, oh, eventually I'll do it because you never will. And that's what I tell people. Just do it because if you have a love for something, you have a creative mind, don't let that go to waste. You know, don't let it go to waste. Put your effort into it because you will be so much happier if you do.
Right. I think, it's something I've definitely adapted to too, because before I would be like, oh, you know, I'll think about it. And now like I just do random things. Like in January I said, oh, I'm going to go to California for this movie premiere. And everybody was like, why? And I'm like, because I want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like with my cosplays too, because, you know, overnight I'll be like, I should do this. And then give me a week and it's done. So it's like, if you start out small, even you don't have to, you know, make something as crazy as like a whole Iron Man suit or like an entire Captain America shield or whatever. But, you know, at least if you really want to do it, I would suggest just, you know, picking a character, start small if you're not sure. And you can always either upgrade your costume later or, you know, even make other ones. So, but you're definitely right. Like jumping into it's definitely the best way.
Yeah. I just want people to do like I'm a creative mind. I love seeing other people be creative, and it's awesome. And you know, with that, I thank you so much for being on here today. Like I said, I'm trying to reach out and talk to as many creative minds, people who are bridging the geekdom together, bridging two of their loves together, and just having fun with it. And that's the whole point of any fandom is just to be joyous in it. Don't be toxic. Don't be negative. Have fun with it.
Now, exactly.
What is the best way to reach you and reach the Pittsburgh Avengers or find you guys on online? Like where can people go to find all your stuff?
So for the Pittsburgh Avengers right now, we have a Facebook page and we have Instagram, and I believe both of them at the time should still be just at Pittsburgh Avengers. So it's pretty simple. And you can also email us. We have a link to our email, I believe, on our Instagram. But it's also just PittsburghAvengers@gmail.com. So, you know, anybody wants to send us a message or an email, that's fine. Me personally, I am on Instagram and Facebook are my main for like cosplays. Okay. So my Instagram is srona58. So it's srona58. And then Facebook should be Shannon Rona Cosplay, I believe. So it's a little different.
Perfect. Again, thank you for coming on, and I'm definitely going to reach out to you if you don't mind about being on one of my Star Wars. It's called Shooting a Sith. That's my Star Wars podcast. Sure. Definitely would love to talk to you about that. Like I said, I love talking to people about the fandom. You know, Colton and I could sit here and talk every single day till we're blue in the face, but we have the same opinions almost all the time. So it's kind of like
right.
So I love talking to other people, but thank you for coming on. And I look forward to seeing the Pittsburgh Avengers in the near future. Once everything starts opening up again and we're able to get out and go to conventions and stuff like that. So definitely appreciate everything that you do for Pittsburgh. And, you know, it's a great thing.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on here. This was fun.
No problem. You have a good day.
Thanks. You too, guys.
And there you have it, guys. That was Shannon from the Pittsburgh Avengers. I hope you enjoyed it as much as Colton and I did. We really, really loved talking to her. And again, I need to say thank you to Shannon for coming on. It was an absolute blast to talk to somebody who is as passionate as you are.
Yeah, it was really cool. We do need to go out and see them whenever, you know, the whole pandemic coronavirus apocalypse ends.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm completely on board for doing that. I can't wait to finally get out and get to a con, get to a convention. It's been a year since I've been to one, and I don't know for you, but I know my kids
want to go. I was supposed to go for my birthday, but, you know, corona.
That's the thing. It's you know, it just sucks right now because there's so many people like that, you know, who are passionate about fandom, who love going out and enjoying what they do with other people. And right now they're just stuck at home. And it's real encouraging to see that, you know, Shannon and the Pittsburgh Avengers, they're looking at different things that they can do to continue getting their love for everything out there by doing videos or read-alongs and stuff like that for kids to see. I think that's absolutely incredible. And maybe we should do something like that, you know. Why don't you go read like Green Eggs and Ham or something for kids, Colton?
I'm going to go find a Disney, like, one of those golden Disney books, and I'll just start reading it. Tune into the Facebook group.
I don't know. But thanks for listening, everybody. Now, keep in mind, if you do love what you're hearing here, if you like Bridging the Geekdoms, please just hit that follow button or that subscribe button, because that's how you're going to keep getting more Bridging the Geekdoms content. If you want more from Colton and I, jump over to spoilerverse.com. Spoilerverse.com is where we're going to find everything that Colton and I do anymore, whether it's Bridging the Geekdoms, Shooting a Sith, or Colton's new show, Polygon Warriors, which is all about video games. So make sure you jump over to spoilerverse.com. Follow us there. Pay attention to what we're doing there. We write articles. We do other things. Plus, there are a plethora of other amazing podcasts on there. You got Spoiler Country, who talks to people to some of the greatest creators and actors and musicians that you could ever think of. It is amazing what they do and who they talk to. You then have Misery Point Radio with Mike Peacock. Amazing show over there talking to musicians and talking about the stuff that he just wants to talk about. There are so many other great shows. And there are Talkalypse podcasts and so many good podcasts. So please check out spoilerverse.com. You could also find Spoilerverse merch at tpublic.com. Just search Spoiler Country and then you'll find all the Spoilerverse merch within that there. Amazing. We have some awesome shirts. Honestly, my favorite shirt. I have two favorite shirts. Number one is Shooting a Sith. I just think it's a really cool looking shirt. My second favorite is the Polygon Warrior one. I think it's amazing. Awesome shirt.
Which one?
The second one. The second one, the little block right up there. I just think it's so, like, simple, basic, but amazing.
Oh, the Supreme one?
Yeah.
I got a Supreme logo shirt. Buy it.
So, thanks for listening. Please, everyone, follow us on all the social medias, everything like that. Thanks for listening, and we will talk at you next week.
Bye.